God knows us even before we are conceived. Welcome to the LifeSpring 1 Year Bible Rewind. I'm Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster, coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. This is the daily podcast where we read the entire Bible together in a year. And if this is your first time or your thousandth, I'm really glad you're here. You'll find everything at lifespringmedia.com. Today is National Nothing Day. Yes, it's a real thing, and I have nothing more to say about it. But the real reason we're here is this is Prophecy Friday. We'll read Jeremiah 1 through 6. Commentator G. Campbell Morgan said, "Among all the prophets of the Hebrew people, none was more heroic than Jeremiah." Let's see what led him to that statement. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this time, and we are so thankful for your word. I pray, God, that you would open our hearts, open our minds, help us to learn, Lord, what you have for us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 1. These are the words Jeremiah received from the Lord. He was the son of Hilkiah. Jeremiah was one of the priests at Anathoth. That's a town in the territory of Benjamin. A message came to Jeremiah from the Lord. It came in the 13th year that Josiah was king over Judah. Josiah was the son of Ammon. The Lord's message also came to Jeremiah during the whole time Jehoiakim was king over Judah. Jehoiakim was the son of Josiah. The Lord continued to speak to Jeremiah until the 5th month of the 11th year that Zedekiah was king over Judah. That's when the people of Jerusalem were forced to leave their country. Zedekiah was the son of Josiah. Here is what Jeremiah said. "A message came to me from the Lord. He said, 'Before I formed you in your mother's body, I chose you. Before you were born, I set you apart to serve me. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. You are my Lord and King,' I said. 'I don't know how to speak. I'm only a child.' But the Lord said to me, 'Do not say, I'm only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to. You must say everything I command you to say. Do not be afraid of the people I send you to. I am with you. I will save you,' announces the Lord." Then the Lord reached out his hand. He touched my mouth and spoke to me. He said, "I have put my words in your mouth. Today I am appointing you to speak to nations and kingdoms. I want you to pull them up by the roots and tear them down. I want you to destroy them and crush them. But I also want you to build them up and plant them." A message came to me from the Lord. He asked me, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" "The branch of an almond tree," I replied. The Lord said to me, "You have seen correctly. I am watching to see that my word comes true." Another message came to me from the Lord. He asked me, "What do you see?" "A pot that has boiling water in it," I answered. "It's leaning toward us from the north." The Lord said to me, "Something very bad will be poured out on everyone who lives in this land. It will come from the north. I am about to send for all of the armies in the northern kingdoms," announces the Lord. "Their kings will come to Jerusalem. They will set up their thrones at the very gates of the city. They will attack all of the walls that surround the city. They will go to war against all the towns of Judah. I will judge my people. They have done many evil things. They have deserted me. They have burned incense to other gods. They have worshipped the gods their own hands have made. So get ready. Stand up. Tell them everything I command you to. Do not let them terrify you. If you do, I will terrify you in front of them. Today I have made you like a city that has a high wall around it. I have made you like an iron pillar and a bronze wall. Now you can stand up against the whole land. You can stand against the kings and officials of Judah. You can stand against its priests and its people. They will fight against you, but they will not overcome you. I am with you. I will save you," announces the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 2. A message came to me from the Lord. He said, "Go, announce my message to the people in Jerusalem. I want everyone to hear it. Tell them, 'I remember how faithful you were to me when you were young. You loved me as if you were my bride. You followed me through the desert. Nothing had been planted there. Your people were holy to me. They were the first share of my harvest. All those who destroyed them were held guilty, and trouble came to their enemies,' announces the Lord. People of Jacob, hear the Lord's message. Listen, all you tribes of Israel. The Lord says, What did your people find wrong with me? Why did they wander so far away from me? They worshipped worthless statues of gods. Then they themselves became worthless. They did not ask, "Where is the Lord? He brought us up out of Egypt. He led us through a dry and empty land. He guided us through deserts and deep valleys. It was a land of darkness where there wasn't any rain. No one lived or traveled there. But I brought you into a land that has rich soil. I gave you its fruit and its finest food. In spite of that, you polluted my land. You turned it into something I hate." The priests did not ask, "Where is the Lord?" Those who taught my law did not know me. The leaders refused to obey me. The prophets prophesied in the name of Baal. They worshipped worthless statues of gods. So I'm bringing charges against you again, announces the Lord, and I will bring charges against your children's children. Go over to the coasts of the western nations and look. Send people to the land of Kedar and have them look closely. See if there has ever been anything like this. Has a nation ever changed its gods? Actually, they're not even gods at all. But my people have traded away their glorious God. They have traded me for worthless statues of gods. Sky above, be shocked over that. Tremble with horror, announces the Lord. My people have sinned twice. They have deserted me, even though I am the spring of water that gives life. And they have dug their own wells. But those wells are broken. They can't hold any water. Are you people of Israel servants? You were not born as slaves, were you? Then why have you been carried off like stolen goods? Lions have roared. They have growled at you. They have destroyed your land. Your towns are burned and deserted. The men of Memphis and Tahpenhes have shaved your heads to dishonor you. Haven't you brought that on yourselves? I am the Lord your God, but you deserted me. You left me even when I was leading you. Why do you go to Egypt to drink water from the Shihor River? Why do you go to Assyria to drink from the Euphrates River? You will be punished because you have sinned. You will be corrected for turning away from me. I am the Lord your God. If you desert me, bad things will happen to you. If you do not respect me, you will suffer bitterly. I want you to understand that, announces the Lord who rules over all. Long ago you broke off the yoke I put on you. You tore off the ropes I tied you up with. You said, "I won't serve you." In fact, on every high hill you lay down like a prostitute. You worshipped other gods under every green tree. You were like a good vine when I planted you. You were a healthy plant. Then how did you turn against me? How did you become a bad, wild vine? You might wash yourself with baking soda. You might use plenty of soap. But I can still see the stains your guilt covers you with, announces the Lord and King. You say, "I am clean. I haven't followed the gods that are named after Baal." How can you say that? Remember how you acted in the valley. Consider what you have done. You are like a female camel running quickly here and there. You are like a wild donkey that lives in the desert. She smells the wind when she longs for a mate. Who can hold her back? The males that run after her do not need to wear themselves out. At mating time, they will easily find her. Do not run after other gods until your sandals are worn out and your throat is dry. But you said, "It's no use. I love those gods. I must go after them." A thief is dishonored when he is caught, and you people of Israel are filled with shame. Your kings and officials are dishonored. So are your priests and your prophets. You say to a piece of wood, "You are my father." You say to a stone, "You are my mother." You have turned your backs to me. You refuse to look at me. But when you are in trouble, you say, "Come and save us." So where are the gods you made for yourselves? Let them come when you are in trouble. Let them save you if they can. Judah, you have as many gods as you have towns. Why do you bring charges against me? All of you have refused to obey me, announces the Lord. I punished your people, but it did not do them any good. They did not pay attention when they were corrected. You have killed your prophets with swords. You have swallowed them up like a hungry lion. You who are now living, consider my message. I'm saying, have I been like a desert to Israel? Have I been like a land of deep darkness? Why do my people say, "We are free to wander. We won't come to you anymore"? Does a young woman forget all about her jewelry? Does a bride forget about her wedding jewels? But my people have forgotten me more days than anyone can count. You're very skilled at chasing after love. Even the worst of women can learn from how you act. The blood of those you have killed is on your clothes. You have destroyed poor people who were not guilty. You did not catch them in the act of breaking in. In spite of all that, you say, I'm not guilty of doing anything wrong. The Lord isn't angry with me, but I will judge you. That is because you say, I haven't sinned. Why do you keep on changing your ways so much? Assyria did not help you, and Egypt will not help you either. So you will also leave Egypt with your hands tied together above your heads. I have turned my back on those you trust. They will not help you. Jeremiah chapter 3. Suppose a man divorces his wife. What if she then gets married to another man? Should her first husband return to her again? If he does, won't the land become completely unclean? People of Israel, you have lived like a prostitute. You have loved many other gods. So do you think you can return to me now, announces the Lord? Look up at the bare hilltops. Is there any place where you have not committed adultery with other gods? By the side of the road you sat waiting for lovers. You sat there like someone who wanders in the desert. You have polluted the land. You are like a sinful prostitute. So I have held the showers back. I have kept the spring rains from falling. But you still have the bold face of a prostitute. You refuse to blush with shame. You have just now called out to me. You said, My father, you have been my friend ever since I was young. Will you always be angry with me? Will your anger continue forever? That is how you talk, but you do all the evil things you can. During the time Josiah was king, the Lord spoke to me. He said, Have you ever seen what the people of Israel have done? They have not been faithful to me. They have committed adultery with other gods. They worship them on every high hill and under every green tree. I thought that after they had done all of those things, they would return to me, but they did not. Their sister nation Judah saw it, and they were not faithful to me either. I gave Israel their letter of divorce. I sent them away because they were unfaithful to me so many times. But I saw that their sister nation Judah did not have any respect for me. They were not faithful to me either. They also went out and committed adultery with other gods. Israel was not faithful to me, but that did not bother them at all. They made the land unclean. They worshipped gods that were made out of stone and wood. In spite of all that, their sister Judah did not come back to me. They were not faithful to me either. They did not return with all their heart. They only pretended to, announces the Lord. The Lord said to me, Israel and Judah have not been faithful to me. But Israel was not as bad as Judah was. Go, announce this message to the people in the north. Tell them, Israel, you have not been faithful, announces the Lord. Return to me, then I will look on you with favor again. My love is faithful, announces the Lord. I will not be angry with you forever. Admit that you are guilty of doing what is wrong. You have refused to obey me. I am the Lord your God. You have committed adultery with other gods. You worship them under every green tree, and you have not obeyed me, announces the Lord. You people have not been faithful, announces the Lord. Return to me. I am your husband. I will choose one of you from each town. I will choose two from each territory, and I will bring you to the city of Zion. Then I will give you shepherds who are dear to my heart. Their knowledge and understanding will help them lead you. In those days your numbers will increase greatly in the land, announces the Lord. Then people will not talk about the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord anymore. It will never enter their minds. They will not remember it. The Ark will not be missed, and another one will not be made. At that time they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord. All of the nations will gather together there. They will go there to honor me. They will no longer do what their stubborn and evil hearts want them to do. In those days the people of Judah will join the people of Israel. Together they will come from a land in the north. They will come to the land I gave to your people long ago. I wanted them to have it as their very own. I myself said, I would gladly treat you like my children. I would give you a pleasant land. It is the most beautiful land any nation could have. I thought you would call me father. I hoped you would always follow me. But you people are like a woman who is not faithful to her husband. Israel, you have not been faithful to me, announces the Lord. A cry is heard on the bare hilltops. The people of Israel are sobbing and praying. That's because their lives are so twisted. They've forgotten the Lord their God. You have not been faithful, says the Lord. Return to me. I will heal you. Then you will not turn away from me any more. Yes, the people say, we will come to you. You are the Lord our God. The gods we worship on the hills and mountains are useless. You are the Lord our God. You are the only one who can save us. From our earliest years, shameful gods have eaten up everything our people worked for. They have eaten up our flocks and herds. They've destroyed our sons and daughters. Let us lie down in our shame. Let our dishonor cover us. You are the Lord our God, but we have sinned against you. We and our people before us have sinned. We haven't obeyed you from our earliest years until now. Jeremiah chapter 4. If you will return, Israel, return to me, announces the Lord. Put the statues of your gods out of my sight. I hate them. Stop going down the wrong path. Take all of your oaths in my name. Say, you can be sure that the Lord is alive. Let all of your promises be truthful, fair, and honest. Then I will bless the nations, and they will take delight in me. Here is what the Lord is telling the people of Judah and Jerusalem. He says, your hearts are as hard as a field that has not been plowed. So change your ways and produce good crops. Do not plant seeds among thorns. People of Judah and Jerusalem, obey me. Do not let your hearts be stubborn. If you do, my anger will blaze out against you. It will burn like fire because of the evil things you have done. No one will be able to put it out. Announce my message in Judah. Tell it in Jerusalem. Say, blow trumpets all through the land. Give a loud shout and say, gather together. Let's run to cities that have high walls around them. Warn everyone to go to Zion. Run for safety. Do not wait. I am bringing trouble from the north. Everything will be totally destroyed. Lions have come out of their den. Those who destroy nations have begun to march out. They have left their place to destroy your land completely. Your towns will be broken to pieces. No one will live in them. So put on black clothes, sob and cry over what has happened. The Lord hasn't turned his burning anger away from us. A dark day is coming, announces the Lord. The king and his officials will lose hope. The priests will be shocked, and the prophets will be terrified. Then I said, you are my Lord and King. You have completely tricked the people of Judah and Jerusalem. You have told them you will have peace and rest, but swords are pointed at our throats. At that time, the people of Judah and Jerusalem will be warned. They will be told, a hot and dry wind is coming, my people. It is blowing toward you from the bare hilltops in the desert, but it does not separate straw from grain. It is much too strong for that. The wind is coming from me. I am making my decision against you. Look, our enemies are approaching like clouds. Their chariots are coming like a strong wind. Their horses are faster than eagles. How terrible it will be for us. We'll be destroyed. People of Jerusalem, wash your sins from your hearts and be saved. How long will you hold on to your evil thoughts? A voice is speaking all the way from the city of Dan. From the hills of Ephraim it announces that trouble is coming. Tell the nations, warn Jerusalem. Say, an army will attack you. It is coming from a land far away. It will shout a war cry against the cities of Judah. It will surround them like people who guard a field. Judah has refused to obey me, announces the Lord. The army will attack you because of your conduct and actions. That is how you will be punished. It will be so bitter. It will cut deep down into your hearts. I'm suffering. I'm really suffering. I'm hurting badly. My heart is suffering so much. It's pounding inside me. I can't keep silent. I've heard the sound of trumpets. I've heard the battle cry. One trouble follows another. The whole land is destroyed. In an instant, my tents are gone. My home disappears in a moment. How long must I look at our enemy's battle flag? How long must I hear the sound of the trumpets? The Lord says, my people are foolish. They do not know me. They are children who do not have any sense. They have no understanding at all. They are skilled in doing what is evil. They do not know how to do what is good. I looked at the earth. It didn't have any shape, and it was empty. I looked at the sky. Its light was gone. I looked at the mountains. They were shaking. All of the hills were swaying. I looked, and there weren't any people. Every bird in the sky had flown away. I looked, and the fruitful land had become a desert. All of its towns were destroyed. The Lord had done all of that because of his burning anger. The Lord says, "The whole land will be destroyed, but I will not destroy it completely. So the earth will be filled with sadness. The sky above will grow dark. I have spoken, and I will not take pity on them. I have made my decision, and I will not change my mind." People can hear the sound of horsemen. Men who are armed with bows are coming. The people in every town run away. Some of them go into the bushes. Others climb up among the rocks. All of the towns are deserted. No one is living in them. What are you doing, you who are destroyed? Why do you dress yourself in bright red clothes? Why do you put on jewels of gold? Why do you put makeup on your eyes? You make yourself beautiful for no reason at all. Your lovers hate you. They're trying to kill you. I hear a cry like the cry of a woman having a baby. I hear a groan like someone having their first child. It's the cry of the people of Zion struggling to breathe. They reach out their hands and say, "Help us, we're fainting. Murderers are about to kill us." Jeremiah chapter 5. The Lord says, "Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem. Look around. Think about what you see. Search through the marketplaces. See if you can find one honest person who tries to be truthful. If you can, I will forgive this city. They take all of their oaths in my name. They say, 'You can be sure that the Lord is alive.' But their oaths can't be trusted. Lord, don't your eyes look for truth? You struck your people down, but they didn't feel any pain. You crushed them, but they refused to be corrected. They made their faces harder than stone. They refused to turn away from their sins. I thought, 'The people of Jerusalem are foolish. They don't know how the Lord wants them to live. They don't know what their God requires of them.' So I will go to the leaders. I'll speak to them. They should know how the Lord wants them to live. They must know what their God requires of them." But all of them had broken off the yoke the Lord had put on them. They had torn off the ropes he had tied them up with. So a lion from the forest will attack them. A wolf from the desert will destroy them. A leopard will hide in wait near their towns. It will tear to pieces anyone who dares to go out. Again and again they have refused to obey the Lord. They have turned away from him many times. The Lord says, "Jerusalem, why should I forgive you? Your people have deserted me. They have taken their oaths in the names of gods that are not really gods at all. I supplied everything they needed, but they committed adultery. Large crowds went to the houses of prostitutes. Your people are like stallions that have plenty to eat. Their sinful longings are out of control. Each of them goes after another man's wife. Shouldn't I punish them for that?" announces the Lord. "Shouldn't I pay back the nation that does those things? Armies of Babylonia, go through their vineyards and destroy them, but do not destroy them completely. Strip off their branches. Those people do not belong to me. The people of Israel and Judah have not been faithful to me at all," announces the Lord. "They have told lies about the Lord. They said, 'He won't do anything. No harm will come to us. We will never see war or be hungry. The prophets are nothing but wind. Their message doesn't come from the Lord. So let what they say will happen be done to them.' The Lord God rules over all. He says to me, 'The people have spoken those words. So my words will be like fire in your mouth. I will make the people like wood, and the fire will burn them up.' People of Israel, listen to me," announces the Lord. "I am bringing against you a nation from far away. It is an old nation, and it will last for a long time. Its people speak a language you do not know. You can't understand what they're saying. The bags they carry their arrows in are like an open grave. All of their soldiers are mighty. They will eat up your crops and your food. They will strike down your sons and daughters. They will kill your sheep and cattle. They will destroy your vines and fig trees. You trust in your cities that have high walls around them, but the people in them will be killed with swords. In spite of that, even in those days I will not destroy you completely," announces the Lord. "Jeremiah," the people will ask, "why has the Lord our God done all of this to us?" Then you will tell them, "You have deserted the Lord. You have served other gods in your own land. So now you will serve another nation in a land that is not your own. Here is what I want you to announce to the people of Jacob. Tell it in Judah. Tell them I say, 'Listen to this, you foolish people who do not have any sense. You have eyes, but you do not see. You have ears, but you do not hear. Shouldn't you have respect for me?' announces the Lord. Shouldn't you tremble with fear in front of me? I made the sand to hold the ocean back. It will do that forever. The ocean can't go past it. The waves might roll, but they can't sweep over it. They might roar, but they can't go across it. But you people have stubborn hearts. You refuse to obey me. You have turned away from me. You have gone down the wrong path. You do not say to yourselves, "Let us have respect for the Lord our God." He sends rain in the fall and in the spring. He promises us that the harvest will come at the same time each year. But the things you have done wrong have robbed you of those gifts. Your sins have kept those good things far away from you. Jeremiah, some of my people are evil. They hide and wait just as people hide to catch birds. They set traps for men. A hunter uses tricks to fill his cage with birds, and my people have filled their houses with a lot of goods. They have become rich and powerful. They have grown fat and heavy. There is no limit to the evil things they do. In court, they do not state the case of children whose fathers have died. They do not stand up for poor people. Shouldn't I punish them for that? Announces the Lord. Shouldn't I pay back the nation that does those things? Something horrible and shocking has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy lies. The priests rule by their own authority, and my people love it that way. But what will they do in the end? Jeremiah chapter 6. The Lord says, "People of Benjamin, run for safety. Run away from Jerusalem. Blow trumpets in Tekoa. Warn everyone in Beth Hakkerem. Horrible trouble is coming from the north. The Babylonians will destroy everything with awful power. I will destroy the city of Zion, even though it is very beautiful. Shepherds will come against it with their flocks. They will set up their tents around it. All of them will take care of their own sheep. The Babylonians say, 'Prepare for battle against Judah. Get up, let's attack them at noon.' But the daylight is fading. The shadows of evening are getting longer. So get up, let's attack them at night. Let's destroy their strongest forts." The Lord who rules over all speaks to the Babylonians. He says, "Cut some trees down. Use the wood to build ramps against Jerusalem's walls. I must punish that city. It is filled with people who treat others badly. Wells keep giving fresh water, and Jerusalem keeps on sinning. Its people are always fighting and causing trouble. When I look at them, I see nothing but sickness and wounds. Jerusalem, listen to my warning. If you do not, I will turn away from you. Your land will become a desert. No one will be able to live there." The Lord rules over all. He says to me, "People gather the few grapes that are left on a vine. So let Israel's enemies gather the few people who are left alive in the land. Look carefully at the branches again. Do it like someone who gathers the last few grapes. Who can I speak to? Who can I warn? Who will ever listen to me? Their ears are closed, so they can't hear. The Lord's message displeases them. They don't take any delight in it. But the Lord's anger burns inside me. I can no longer hold it in. The Lord says to me, 'Pour out my anger on the children in the street. Pour it out on the young people who are gathered together. Husband and wife alike will be caught in it. So will those who are very old. I will reach out my hand against those who live in the land,' announces the Lord. Then their houses will be turned over to others. So will their fields and their wives. Everyone wants to get richer and richer, from the least important of them to the most important. Prophets and priests alike try to fool everyone they can. They bandage the wounds of my people as if they were not very deep. 'Peace, peace,' they say. But there isn't any peace. Are they ashamed of their hateful actions? No, they do not feel any shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall like others who have already fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them," says the Lord. The Lord tells the people of Judah, "Stand where the roads cross and look around. Ask where the old paths are. Ask for the good path and walk on it. Then your hearts will find rest in me. But you said, 'We won't walk on it.' I appointed prophets to warn you. I said, 'Listen to the sound of the trumpets.' But you said, 'We won't listen.' So pay attention, you nations. Be witnesses for me. Watch what will happen to my people. Earth, pay attention. I'm going to bring trouble on them. I will punish them because of the evil things they have done. They have not listened to my words. They have said no to my law. What do I care about incense from the land of Sheba? Why should I bother with sweet-smelling cane from a land far away? I do not accept your burnt offerings. Your sacrifices do not please me. So the Lord says, I will bring an army against the people of Judah. Parents and children alike will trip and fall. Neighbors and friends will die. The Lord says to Jerusalem, Look, an army is coming from the land of the north. I am stirring up a great nation. Its army is coming from a land that is very far away. Its soldiers are armed with bows and spears. They are mean. They do not show any mercy at all. They come riding in on their horses. They sound like the roaring ocean. They are lined up for battle. They are marching out to attack you, city of Zion. We have heard reports about them, and our hands can't help us. We are suffering greatly. It's like the pain of a woman having a baby. Don't go out to the fields. Don't walk on the roads. Our enemies have swords, and there is terror on every side. Put on black clothes, my people. Roll among the ashes. Cry with bitter sobbing, just as you would cry for an only child. The one who is going to destroy us will come suddenly. The Lord says to me, I have made you like one who tests metals. My people are the ore. I want you to watch them and test the way they live. All of them are used to disobeying me. They go around telling lies about others. They are like bronze mixed with iron. All of them do very sinful things. The fire is made very hot, so the lead will burn away. But it is impossible to make those people pure. Those who are evil are not removed. They are like silver that is thrown away. That is because I have not accepted them. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Beloved, I believe that. Do you? Okay, well, with that out of the way, here are some thoughts from today's reading. I love the message from chapter 1, verse 5, which said, This is the account of how God called Jeremiah. God said, Before I formed you in your mother's body, I chose you. Before you were born, I set you apart to serve me. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. Beloved, I love it when we're reminded that God knows us even before we are conceived. In the same way that God had a plan for Jeremiah, He has a plan for each and every one of us before we were conceived. Well, that means that there are no mistakes. There are no unplanned pregnancies. We might be surprised, but God is not. And it's God who forms us. It's not just biology. It's not simply random cells multiplying and then dividing into distinct organs and other tissues. It is God Himself who fashions each one of us. You are who you are because God made you the way you are. Each of us is different, and each of us is perfect. Maybe not by human standards, but certainly by God's standards. I happened to be born with what most people would consider to be imperfect eyes. I was very nearsighted until I got LASIK surgery about 20 years ago, and now that I'm older, I'm farsighted. And not only that, but several years ago, the retina in my left eye became partially detached, leaving me completely without vision in the bottom third of that eye. That's okay. I don't know why God gave me less than perfect vision, but I'm okay with the body He fashioned for me. He made it, so it's the body I was meant to have. The point is that none of us are accidents in any way whatsoever. God knew us before we were born, He has a purpose for us, and He does not make mistakes. And that's true for each person ever conceived. And because of that, I believe that it is wrong to voluntarily terminate any pregnancy because of this and other scriptures that confirm this fact. Some people may argue with me, but I'm just telling you what the Word of God says. This isn't my opinion, this is the Word of God, so take it up with Him.
Here's the verse of the day.
The verse of the day, maybe not surprisingly, is Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in your mother's body, I chose you. Before you were born, I set you apart to serve me. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations.
LifespringMedia.com/support.
On this date in church history, January 16th,
On this date in 1604, English Puritans brought their concerns directly to the king at the Hampton Court Conference. Their request was simple but bold. They wanted reforms in the Church of England, including clearer preaching, fewer ceremonial requirements, and worship practices grounded more directly in Scripture. King James I was not particularly sympathetic to their demands, but one outcome of the conference proved lasting. In response to debates about Scripture, James authorized a new English Bible translation. The result was the 1611 King James Version, a translation that would shape English-speaking Christianity for centuries, though the form most of us recognize today comes from later revisions, especially the widely used 1769 Oxford edition. I keep bringing up my time in Christian bookselling, but I love this stuff. In 1982, Thomas Nelson published the New King James Version, and at the same time they published the 1611 King James Version with Apocrypha, which is still available today. And you might not be surprised that working in the Bible department was my favorite department to be in. And my favorite thing about that was helping people choose their very first Bible. We had literally hundreds of Bibles to choose from, and new believers would just be overwhelmed, so it was really a joy to find just the right one for them. Moving on, more than 150 years after the 1611 King James was published, on this date in 1756, a small but significant church was formally organized in Massachusetts, the First Baptist Church of Middleborough. Now that might not sound like a headline event, but it represents something important in early American church life. Baptists were still a minority in New England, where Congregationalism was culturally dominant and often supported by law. Forming a Baptist church was not just a theological choice, it was a statement about conscience. These believers insisted that faith had to be freely chosen, baptism should follow personal belief, and the church should be independent from state control. Over time, churches like this one helped shape America's deep commitment to religious liberty. So, taken together, these moments remind us that church history often moves forward through ordinary believers asking hard questions, organizing faithfully, and insisting that truth matters. And sometimes the effects echo far beyond their own time.
If you enjoy the show, tell someone.
Beloved, you are not an accident, nor is anyone. May the God who called Jeremiah before he was born remind you today that he is intentional, sovereign, and faithful in every life he creates. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thanks so much for being here. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.
All the programs in the LifeSpring media family are made possible by your value for value support.
Thank you.
The LifeSpring 1-Year Bible Rewind is a LifeSpring Media production hosted by Steve Webb, the OG Godcaster since 2004.